Welcome, 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 everybody. It's Rob Scary. It's Rob Scary Show. Well, another attack by the JV team. You guys got to admit, this is the best junior varsity football team in the history. In the history of football. History. Another attack. In France. What is this, three now? I think it's three in the past 16 or 17 months. I think 18 months to be precise. The JV team. The JV team. I still can't get that out of my head. When the president was asked about ISIL, and he just kind of looked at the reporter with that, why are you bothering me with this? What? Listen, this is the JV team. This is nothing. Don't you worry about Daesh, ISIL, ISIS. Just relax. Just chill. And then I think he went off to a Jay-Z concert or something like that. The JV team. Hell, I'm waiting for Obama to give a speech about banning trucks. That's really what I'm waiting for. Ban trucks. Because that's what this terrorist used, this Mohammed Salameen used a truck. And anytime there's an attack, Obama stands up there and says a little about the incident, little about the victims, and then spends the rest of the time talking about guns and how we have to ban guns, and guns are the problem. It's not Islamic terrorism. No. Can't even use the word Islamic. It's not Islamic. It's just mean people with guns. And if the people didn't have guns, then they wouldn't be able to attack anyone. I mean, that's the premise that Obama lays out. That's the premise that the Democrats lay out. Remember after the Orlando attack? The Democrats did their publicity stunt where they did a whole kumbaya sit-in in Congress. We want gun legislation. We want gun legislation. That's the premise by the left. If you ban guns, then we will not be attacked by terrorists. It's a bizarre. It's a bizarre. Do you realize that the Orlando attack and the San Bernardino attack, just those two attacks, just take those recent attacks here in the U.S. I think Orlando really is at 49 deaths. We all say 50, but I think it's 49. But for the sake of making it easy to count, let's just say 50 there and 14 in San Bernardino. So you're talking about 64 people dead at the hands of three Islamic terrorists with assault weapons and handguns in Nice, France, last night. One Islamic terrorist killed 84 people. Not with a handgun, not with an assault rifle, but with a Mack truck. A Mack truck. Zigzagging, getting forth down the street. Hitting and running over as many people as he could. This notion that the left has that if a terrorist can't get their hands on a gun, all of a sudden going to decide, nah, you know what? Since I can't get a gun tonight and shoot up that club, I'm just going to go home and play Pokemon. Yeah. I mean, that's the liberal thought process. That's what's so troubling. That's what's so disturbing. For all the pitfalls and whatever you want to call it that's associated with Trump. Listen, I'm a Trump man. And of course, there's some things where I'm like, some things that he says or some things that he does makes me go, ugh. But in the grand scheme of the entire package, hands down, he is 1,000 times better than Hillary Clinton or any other Democrat that would be running. Hands down. Hands down. And if you think what is going on in this country and around the world as far as being attacked by Islamic terrorists is bad, it's really only just beginning. I mean, it really is. Think about how easy it would be for one of these animals, one of these dogs, these, you know, when I call him a dog, that's mean to the dog. It is. It's mean to the dog. I just realized that. That's mean to the dog. I love my dog. And to compare my dog to one of these Islamic scum is mean to my dog. So I'm going to take that back. If my dog was here, I'd look him in the eyes and I'm sorry. That's what I would say. You know how easy it would be for one of these cockroaches, one of these Islamic cockroaches, to grab a truck? We're worried about a gun. We're worried about a gun. We're going to ban this gun. We're going to ban that gun. We're going to put this list together. We're going to put that list together. We're going to ban this. You don't need any permit to get a truck. There is no 3-day waiting period, cooling period to buy a truck, to rent a truck, to hijack a truck. Now, they've been calling for years. ISIS has been calling for years for members of their caliphate to steal trucks and drive those trucks into crowds and run people over. They've been saying that for years. And finally, one of these cucarachas got a truck and did exactly what the leadership, ISIS, has been preaching for them to do. And I'm telling you, a light bulb has gone off in these cockroaches' heads all over the world and in this country. A light bulb just went poof. Forget guns. Forget guns. Easy it would be for them to rent. Hell, I could go get a U-Haul truck right now for $19.95. I can go to U-Haul and get a truck for $19.95 a day. I can rent a truck for $19.95 a day. I can rent a Winnebago, you know, a camper RV. Those are about 100 a day. And you could just pick, like, just pick where. Hundreds of people would be walking. Hell, you could get an RV. You can get a Mack truck. You can get a U-Haul truck. And on a nice weekend, probably run over 500 people at Venice Beach before anybody knows what's happening. Just like what happened in Nice yesterday, before anybody knows what's happening, could probably run over 100, 200 people. Venice Beach out here in California on a weekend is mobbed. Mobbed. The boardwalk is mobbed. Guns needed. No assault weapons needed. You've got thousands of jihadis. You've got thousands of jihadis throughout the world right now going, okay. That's so much easier. That's so much easier. So much easier. I don't got to put the bomb on. I don't got to have this bulky vest on. I walk into an airport terminal. I get in a shootout. Maybe I'm not able to detonate my vest. maybe the vest detonates and it's like a dud. It's like a bad firecracker. So many variables. So many variables. I get in the taxi. The taxi driver goes, "Oh, brother, you got something under your jacket." But the truck, I put some music on. And I know you've heard that music before. You everybody in America at one point have gotten into a cab driven by some Middle Easterner, some Pakistani cab driver. You've all, and they got the incense going. And you think it's to make the cab smell nice and be... No, it's to cover how bad they smell. That's what it is. Like, they know they smell. They know that their natural aroma is that of garbage and sewer. So it's not to make the cab smell nice and have a pleasant fragrance for the passenger. We're like, "Oh, lavender, that's no." It's to cover their garbage smell, their garbage body smell. That's what it is. And you get in there and they got that radio, that whatever they got playing. And you're like, "Oh, Jesus, I'm gonna die. He's gonna use this car for a battering ram." I'm over in Glendale. There's a lot of Middle Eastern people over here. And they'll drive by and they'll have that blaring in their car. They'll be at the light. And all of a sudden you hear coming down. And they got the windows rolled down. They got their little beard going with the sunglasses. You know, they're like, "Hey, I'm Americanized, man." Yeah, sure. As the wife is in the passenger seat, covered from head to toe. "Sure, buddy. You're Americanized. Yep, you sure have assimilated. You got the wife in the beekeeper suit. Yep, sure. You're a terrorist waiting to happen, my friend. You're not Listen, you're not Americanized. You're not assimilated when the women are still covered from head to toe, when the women can't drive, when the women are told what to do, when the women are essentially still slaves. They're not Americanized. They just happen to be living in America. The Americanized ones are the ones that don't cover themselves from head to toe. They drive. It's a family that you would never, ever know was Muslim. But I'm veering off course here. I'm veering off course. Back to the concept of how easier it is for these guys to hijack a truck. Hell, you don't even have to hijack it. You just rent it. And they could play the music, run people over, jump out of the car, maybe get away, or you get shot by the police. Quick, easy, not like blowing your legs off. Not like blowing your legs off and not dying or slowly dying. See, they're just a little slower. They're just a little slower. They're just a little slower as it pertains to their terrorist activity. And what I mean by that is, it took them years. It took them years to finally commandeer airplanes and fly them into buildings. And then after that, the floodgates kind of opened. We haven't seen a 9/11 style attack, but the frequency of airplanes now falling out of the sky is a lot more than it was pre-9/11. Remember, Egypt Air plane that just went down, that's still under investigation, or we should say not being investigated as far as letting the media and all of us know what's going on. Drag their feet. They take as long as they possibly can to make everybody forget. And then they eventually go, oh, yeah, it was terrorism. But now they hit airplanes with very frequent. Russian airplane, 2 Egypt airplanes, airports. So I got to imagine, because this truck thing worked so well for them, you're going to see the truck attack more often. You're going to see that truck attack more often. Gotta ban those trucks. Gotta ban those trucks. Still waiting on that from Obama and the rest of the Dems. Gotta ban them trucks. Maybe Obama will talk about it's easier for a kid to get his hands on a truck than it is a book. Remember, he said that at the Dallas funeral for the cops. You know, he had to dive in with his gun speech. And nobody really made a big deal out about that. I seen an article in the Washington Post, they gave him 3 Pinocchios. Claim was a little odd. He said, it's an odd exaggeration. An odd exaggeration? Really? That's an odd exaggeration? The president, during 5 cops' funerals or memorial, to talk about gun violence in a deceiving, dishonest way. When the president says it is easier for a kid to buy a Glock than it is to get a book. And he said things like that before. Talk about fresh vegetables once, like food. And these are just odd exaggerations by the Washington Post. Odd exaggerations. They attack Trump for inflating the number of Muslims celebrating on 9/11. It was a 7-week hit job. And a lot of the information where Trump was talking about the celebrations were from the Washington Post. 7 weeks going after Trump. But when Obama says a kid can buy a Glock easier than he can get a book, they just call it an odd exaggeration. And now there's no press conference. There's no Obama speech. You know, if this Mohammed Salmin had an assault rifle and he went to this this celebration, this France celebration. I didn't know they have like a 4th of July. Well, it's, of course, it's not 4th of July, but it's their 4th of July. Didn't know that. See? Learned something new every day. But you know, if this Mohammed Salmin walked amongst the crowd, pulled out an assault rifle, and just started shooting people, you know, if that happened, there would have been a press conference last night. There would have been a statement today. It would have been the Obama talking about we've got to do more to get these guns off the streets. And I remember France has some of the toughest, if not the toughest, gun laws of any country. And yet, A, the guy still had a gun, but B, he used a truck. That's what the liberals don't get. That's Obama doesn't get. That's what Hillary Clinton doesn't get. And that's what's scary. That's what's terrifying. To think the Dems will control this country for another 4 years. Because over the past 7.5 years, this president has made us less safe. That's a fact. That is a fact. When we get attacked and the president spends an hour talking about kids being able to buy books or guns more than they can buy books, or easier to buy guns than it is books, and not addressing the problems, and the media, whether it's CNN or NBC or, in this case, Washington Post, doesn't say anything except an odd exaggeration. An odd exaggeration. What do you think it's going to be like if Hillary Clinton's the president? Seriously, what do you think it's going to be like? What do you think it's going to be like? An odd exaggeration, the Washington Post says. Kids can buy Glocks easier than they can get a book. I thought we had public libraries. That have free computers. And books. Even if you didn't want to go through the process of taking a book out, you could still go in there and use the books. You still have access to books. I mean, it's just insane. It really is insane. I mean, it's a ludicrous statement. It's a ludicrous statement not addressing the situation. Now, that was a way to shield or deflect the fact that you had somebody that was inspired by Black Lives Matter rhetoric, by the president's rhetoric, by the Al Sharpton's rhetoric. And instead of addressing that, it goes to Glocks and books. That's why I said, as kooky as it sounds, I could only imagine the president coming out saying, now this truck problem, we're going to have to deal with trucks. We're going to have tighter regulations on trucks. Who can rent them? Who can buy them? Everybody's going to have to get a Tesla. Yep, everybody's going to have to get a Tesla. Have the special deal with Elon Musk. Gonna have to get a Tesla. Something like that. They just don't get it. These Dems don't get it. If you banned every gun in the United States, okay, if you banned every gun, if you first off, it'd be impossible. But regardless, you banned it. Why it'd be impossible? And again, it's a double flip on Democrats. When you hear Democrats go, how can you deport 11 million people? Are you going to set up a deportation force? Are you going to go door to door? You can't do it. It's impossible. How would that look? That's not American. That's not who we are. But talk to those same people about guns and assault rifles. They're the first ones that are talking about banning, confiscating, basically going door to door. Seriously. If the Democrats said, okay, assault weapons are banned. Now, we need to get those assault weapons. So, such and such a day, you need to bring your assault weapons in to hand them over. And if you don't, and you are caught with one, it is a mandatory 5-year jail sentence. I mean, we will go to gun stores. We will go to gun dealers. The left has no problem with something like that. But illegals, no. So let's just say you ban guns. All guns are gone. Never going to happen. But you ban guns tomorrow, and then somehow you get 200 million guns out of the hands of the American people. Do you really think that's going to stop terrorism? Do you really think that's going to stop a Mohammed Salameen? You really think that's going to stop him? Of course not. Because he didn't kill 84 people with a gun. He killed them with a truck. And that's my point. If you are a terrorist, if you are an Islamic cockroach, okay? If you're an Islamic jihadist cockroach, gun, no gun. Knife, no knife. It doesn't matter. If they had access to our water supply, if they had access to our water supply and somebody gave them a bottle of cyanide, they would dump it in the water and poison hundreds of thousands of people. Millions of people. Doesn't matter to them. They want infidels dead. That's it. It's not about bombs. It's not about guns. It's not about tractor trailers. It's not about knives. It's about whatever gets the job done. Whatever gets the job done. Poison. Doesn't matter. These Islamic jihadi cockroaches want infidels dead. Their prophet Muhammad preaches that. That is the ideology of Islam. Infidels must die. They can't get their hands on a gun. They'll make a bomb out of a pressure cooker. They can't get themselves to Walmart to buy a pressure cooker. They'll get them hands on a van, a bus. Think about how easy it would be to grab a bus. Think about how easy it would be to grab a bus. We have buses all over the city. Every city in America, every town in America has buses. Have you ever seen the bus driver? They're either women or great big fat men. You never see a Ving Rhames looking guy driving a bus. You never see a Arnold Schwarzenegger or a Keanu Reeves driving a bus. It's always some fat, slovenly, gusting-looking cretin with big Coke bottle glasses. And you're thinking, and he's driving a bus? The type of person, when they get up from sitting down, they're huffing and puffing. They get up like that. That's your common bus driver, okay? I'm not demonizing all bus drivers. I'm just saying my experience, they're either women or they're obese men. So imagine how easy it would be for Mohammed Salameen. Think about how easy that would be to just walk into a bus. Bus driver's like, yeah, you got 50 cents. And he goes, I do not have 50 cents. I'm going to take your bus. Okay. Can I leave? You're going to stab? Like, what do you think the guy's going to do? The bus is full of people. Hell, you don't even have to go look for a crowd. If you've already mapped out, the game plan, all it takes is 2, 3, 4 days. And I'm being liberal with the days. All it really takes is one day. But if one of these guys takes a few days, they map out the route, they know how many people are on board, they figure, you know what, pedal to the metal, I'll plow into here, plow into there, I'll at least kill XYZ. Where I live across the street is a thing called the Americana Outdoor Mall. There's no walls. There's no barricades. You easily could roll through this mall area and just wipe out hundreds. Think about how easy it would be for a guy like Mohammed Salameen to grab a city bus, take that city bus, and just roll it into a mall area. Screaming, Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Think about how easy that is. Yet if you think about it, it's actually a variation of 9/11. It's a variation of flying planes into buildings. Granted, it's not killing 3,000, but taking out 84 people, that's a pretty big number. 84 people. Like I said, it's more than Orlando, and it's more than San Bernardino combined. Hell, throw in Fort Hood for that matter. And doing something like that, you're guaranteed to get kids. This Mohammed Salameen killed 10, 12 little kids, little tiny kids, little 2, 3-year-old kids. I mean, this should enrage liberals. It really should. Should enrage liberals. I know it doesn't, because they've been programmed to believe that it's just bad people. It has nothing to do with ideology, has nothing to do with religion, has nothing to do with different countries that are governed by religion, which makes this religion, I argue, not a real religion, but more of a political philosophy. And when you say that, it creates all sorts of controversy. How can you say it's the religion? I'll get bombed. Look at the facts. You have countries governed by the religion. Countries are not supposed to be governed by religion. It's not the way it's supposed to go. And you have countries like Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, Turkey, governed by religion, governed by Sharia law. So Democrats and liberals should be outraged. They should be outraged that this president, the president that they voted for, the president that they protect, has done nothing for 7.5 years. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. No leadership. No leadership. Just absolutely no leadership. you have the president of France using the word Islamic terror, jihad. And Obama won't even utter the words. Hillary Clinton won't even utter the words. And I got to imagine at some point, the people in France are going to just say, hey, you know, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I mean, in the last 18 months, how many people have they been? I mean, 85. What, 300 maybe? How many died in the nightclub massacre? Which now we're hearing people were tortured. We're hearing people had their genitals cut off. Guys had their testicles removed and shoved in their mouths. I mean, listen, these Islamic cockroaches, these jihadi Islamic cockroaches, they're animals. They're animals. Think of the most disgusting, vile animal besides the cockroach. They are vile, disgusting animals. They are rabid animals. They're hacking off people's testicles, shoving them in their mouths, disemboweling them. They're unthinkable. They're just unthinkable acts. Unthinkable acts. And the liberals got everybody programmed when they hear waterboarding. They go, oh my God. Oh. Here's these animals cutting people's testicles off, mutilating women's vaginas, just like hacking their vaginas up. And while they're alive, they're feeding them. So here's the guy. He's alive. They cut his testicles off. He's screaming in pain. And then they shove the testicles in his mouth to make him choke on his own nuts. Are you kidding me? And we're worried about waterboarding? Are you kidding me? We're worried about waterboarding. And they're cutting off testicles and feeding them to people. Taking testicles from one person and shoving them in another person's mouth. Not only are you being tortured and you're dying, but you're getting someone else's testicles shoved in your mouth. I mean, if it's not bad enough, your own testicles are gone. But now you're being fed someone else's testicles. And Obama's trained the American people to go, no waterboarding. No, don't do that. And they've been in those prisons too long. We should really let them out of prison. You can't put somebody in prison that long. It's wrong. You can't do that. It's wrong. You've got to let him out. Let him out at some point. It's wrong. Waterboarding. And you know what's funny? We waterboarded. And it was legal. This controversy has only arisen since Obama became president. Don't waterboard. Don't put them in prison. You know, two Americans, a father and a son, were killed over there. Two of our people. You notice we always have our people getting killed in these things. Remember that the cafe, the ball-eating thing I'm talking about. We had there was a girl from California. She was a student I don't know what she was. She was young, though, in a cafe, killed. This is horrible. It really is. It's horrible. And to watch us do nothing, is even worse. And the minute you say, well, maybe we should do this, oh, you're Islamophobic. Maybe you should do this, oh, that's unnecessary. Maybe we should, oh, that's wrong. Everything is wrong. As far as the left is concerned, everything is wrong. So you say, well, then what do? Well, we just have to be nice. We just have to love more. Love? Yes. We have to listen to Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, and she said we all need to love. We just need to hold each other and show more love. Not all Muslims are bad people. What about cops? They're all bad. They're all evil. They're all monsters. They all hate black people. Okay. You win. You win. Of course we win because we control the media. And as long as we control the media, we control the message. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're doomed. We are doomed. Okay? We're doomed. I know it sounds horrible. I know it sounds dreadful. But we are doomed. Okay? This is the leadership that we've had for 7.5 years. If Hillary Clinton wins, that will be the leadership we will have for 4 more years. And all of these lies and false claims and creating outrage still be perpetuated by the Chris Cuomos and the Jake Tappers and the Wolf Blitzers and the Lawrence O'Donnells and the Daily Beasts and the Huffington Post and every other liberal hipster, douchebag millennial. That has their little journalism degree. And they're getting paid $100 an article. While they're working as a petita. Starbucks. Living in their parents' basement. Half the week and living on their girlfriend's couch the other half. That's why we're doomed. We will continue to be doomed. It's horrific.